do so long an intro. Tell me, does anybody remember the way it was way back when? Back before the world got so deep into us that we forgot what we knew before we needed to be taught. Somebody said that we need to be like little children if we want to enter the kingdom. And I remember a day that reminded me of that. Because there was a boy shirtless, his bare feet accustomed to the earth, shaggy chocolate locks lightened by the sun. Favorite ragged cutoffs tentatively hung on his little narrow hips. The slap, slap, slap of his stride down the well-packed earthen path. Now something slows and stirs and calls him to leave that way. He lay in a field of deep spring grasses, and the warm earth held him. He made a bed between the sharp, stiff stems and the soft grasses beneath. The buzz of insects, the call of birds, cow mooing in the distance. Grass and flower and oak and cattle hung warmly over that place, moved about by the wind. Now, no one had suggested it, and there was no YouTube then teaching Westerners to breathe. But perhaps it was the connection of his bare feet to the soil and her children. Perhaps it was the warmth and the buzz and the fragrance and the light and the tastes on the wind that called to him. His senses connected with the earth and created a space there under the wide sky. He breathed in and out without thinking, without knowing that he matched the rhythms of her. And he felt her pushing back, holding him aloft as he lay still as a heavy and ancient stone. His mind began to sleep as his awareness awakened, gazing deeply into the worlds that exist only in the white shifting shapes above him. He thought things that could not or be contained in a word. He thought, he felt, he knew without effort. It just was. He felt connected to her in a real and material way. The boy was still yet aware that he moved. She moved. The earth turned and he turned with her. And he lay there out of time, floating, spinning, senses outgrown by the depth of him. Then, another call like a voice through water claimed his attention. The spinning slowed, the heaviness of him lightened, and he remembered the warmth and the buzz and the fragrance and the light. Soon, the slap, slap, slap of his bare feet on the hard packed dirt. All he thought was, that was so cool. Bare feet running. He grinned and continued on his way, thinking to return there someday. Y'all, he just remembered. My feet no longer running. But perhaps I should. Perhaps I should have. Long ago.